At Roush Honda, our service department stands behind the promises our salespeople make. Our customers appreciate it, and it's helped make us the number one Honda dealer in Ohio. Straight talk, legendary service, Roush Honda.
Here is Matt Mayer, president, Buckeye Institute. Matt, thank you for the statistics. It's kind of difficult for me to interpret all of this statistically, so why don't you lean in on it here and tell us what you found?
What we found is Ohio's job market stank. It still stinks.
Is it going to get any better?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. We are now down to a net private sector job growth since January of 1990 of 102,200 jobs, which for 11.5 million people isn't going to cut it. We've lost now 612,700 private sector jobs since January of 2000. And since the stimulus, we're now down to having lost 161,700 jobs. And so what you have to understand is things aren't getting better, and they may have improved in the U.S., and I know our friends at the Columbus Chamber talk about the Franklin County, Greater Columbus Area economy seems to be doing better, and that's largely the exception in Ohio because of the over-reliance on government jobs here in the Columbus area. But the rest of Ohio is still suffering mightily.
I see the some of the areas of jobs have taken smaller hits than others. Where were the areas where, if there is work, it stands out?
States where there is the freedom of the workers protected, so states where you're not forced to join a labor union, have maintained their job growth better than the states like Ohio that you're forced to join a union. And so that's even states where we've had huge declines in the housing markets and construction industry, like Arizona and in Nevada. They still are grossly outperforming Ohio, Michigan, the Northwest, that block of pro-union states from Missouri all the way to Maine.
Mm-hmm. As far as the private sector, education, health services, is that still one of the growth areas?
That is the only real bright spot in Ohio is since both January of 1990 and January of 2000, that industry has added jobs, and that's largely because those are jobs, again, tied to government spending, higher education, K-12 spending, Medicaid, Medicare. So you have a huge influx of government dollars that have driven that job growth. Otherwise, that industry would be performing as poorly as the other ones. I mean, if you look at the 10 industries that we measure, 5 out of 10 have fewer jobs today than they did in January of 2000 and January of 1990. And in another 4 industry sectors, there are fewer jobs today in Ohio than January of 2000. We say this a lot, Bob, that you can be a proponent of big government, but you can't have a big government without a vibrant private sector. And Ohio has not had a vibrant private sector in a long time.
Any hints from Governor Kasich on his take on these kinds of things?
I know he is committed to getting jobs growing. I have not gotten any type of signal or heard him speak too much about the issue of, is he going to take on the labor union issue in Ohio and eliminate or weaken some of the pro-union policies that are really harming employers and workers. So I haven't heard that signal yet. I don't know if you have, but I know he wants to lower our tax rates, which would be good. We have the 7th highest local state and local tax burden in the country. He wants to reduce the regulatory state in Ohio, which, again, is also good. But fundamentally, what we always think about is March of 2000 was when we had a peak number of private sector jobs, which was 4.85 million in Ohio. So we've lost a huge number since then, and based upon kind of projections we make, the best case recovery for us to get back those jobs is about November 2018, and it's more likely it's going to be in the early 2020s before we get those jobs back. So what we try to think about are, what are the huge policy changes that could be made that would buy forward that recovery date? And so far, we've not heard, I think, what we want to hear in terms of the big structural decisions that are going to happen to get Ohio back on track.
I have about a minute left, Matt. You mentioned education and health services increasing jobs, but then aren't those industries, businesses, or whatever fueled by government dollars?
Yeah, they are. That's exactly right. I mean, that's a lot of your K-12 spending, your higher ed spending. in your, you know, your hospitals and things that get, again, receiving government subsidies in some form or fashion. You know, and you got to keep in mind, I mean, as we've lost 612,000 jobs, almost 613,000 jobs since January of 2000, we've only lost a net 1,600 government jobs. So today we have, for every 1.65 private sector job netted in the last 21 years, we've added a government job. You just can't have that kind of ratio and have a healthy economy.
Matt, thank you for the insight on this. Matt Mayer, President, Buckeye Institute, Ohio Jobs by Numbers in December.